the name of this radio show that I'm doing is called Indiana Hoedown, and I know there's a tune called Indiana Hoedown. Do you know it? It might be almost the same as Sugar in the Gourd. Do you play Sugar in the Gourd?
Yeah, Sugar in the Gourd, that's A.
I'm Paul Tyler, and this is Indiana Hoedown, a program of traditional music from the Hoosier State. Today, we'll travel to Decatur, Indiana, to visit with fiddler Francis Giles. Francis Giles has been playing the fiddle for over 40 years. He got his start in the late 1930s when he was 13 years old, but that's a story you'll hear later on in this program. During those 40 years of fiddling, Francis has seen a lot of musical styles come into fashion, and he's played most of those styles, country and western, rockabilly and bluegrass. But the first time that I heard Francis play the fiddle, it was at a contest. He played a fairly modern tune, such as Listen to the Mockingbird. And then I heard him with his band, the Giles Family Band, at a square dance. Again, they played more modern country music and some bluegrass, too. I didn't hear any old-time fiddle tunes that night, the type of fiddle tune that around northern Indiana is known as an old hoedown. I knew that Francis could play some of those older tunes because I'd been told that he was the best hoedown fiddler around. So when I called Francis up to ask if I could record him for the radio, I asked specifically for older fiddle tunes, and Francis was glad to help out. So that's what you're about to hear, Hoedown Fiddling by Francis Giles of Decatur. He's being accompanied by his sisters, Helen Loesch on guitar and Esther Mowry on bass.
I never hear anybody else play it. Oh, I'm sure it's probably on an old 78 someplace.
Oh, yeah.
Ever hear Dusty Miller? There's a couple different Dusty Millers. This is a Eastern or Canadian Dusty Miller, what I play.
Thank you.
New England band someplace plays it. But I learned this off an old 78 record.
Yeah.
And I bought an album of the Campbell family from New Jersey or someplace.
Yeah.
And they play this tune, and they must have learned off the same record. They call it Dusty Miller, and it's just like that. And I learned that piece too 25 years ago, and I just bought that record recently. Same tune with the same name.
The Gills have had a family band since their father taught them to play back in the late 30s. Helen plays guitar, but she can also play bass, and Esther can play either bass or guitar. They use a stand-up double bass sometimes, but this evening Esther was playing an electric bass. Both sisters also can chord the piano, but not too many dance halls have pianos anymore. And also they have a brother in their band, John, who plays the pedal steel, and along with the sisters, sings some country songs. But this evening we were after old-time fiddle tunes. Here's a couple of good ones. First one is in jig time. It's called The Old Box Stove. And then another jig, one called The Mad Dog, that Francis learned from his wife's Uncle Nick, who lived around New Haven, Indiana, and was a fiddle maker.
Play Buffalo Gal one night before I went to bed. I could play that when I first started learning.
How old were you then?
11. From there, just listening and watching other people play, watch how they do it.
How many people around were there to watch?
Oh, my uncle played the fiddle. And
that was Joe?
Yeah, Joe Gills, yeah. There was a guy over at Convoy, Harold Zimmerman. I learned some from him. He's a good fiddle player.
Your father played the fiddle?
A little bit. He didn't play it as much as Uncle Joe did. He played the piano, my dad did mostly.
For dances?
Yeah, they used to play for dances.
Thank you.
That was Buffalo Gals, the first tune that Francis learned to fiddle, taught to him by his father. There were plenty of fiddlers in the Giles family. Francis's grandfather was a fiddler, and so, I believe, was a great-aunt of his. And then there was his Uncle Joe Giles, who was quite a fiddler and taught a lot of tunes to Francis. Both Uncle Joe and Francis's father had formed family bands with their own kids. Joe's son Carl is still active today as a piano player and square dance caller. Francis and his cousin Joe still occasionally work together. I asked Francis if he would play for me one of the tunes that his Uncle Joe used to play.
Maybe it's all in B-flat.
In B-flat?
Yeah.
Is that the way he played it?
Yeah, like left-handed.
Some of these old hoedowns are reels, jigs, and hornpipes that came to this country from the British Isles. Francis especially likes hornpipes. He told me that when he used to listen to old radio broadcasts in the 40s and 50s that featured fiddle music, like Don Messer's broadcast from Canada or the National Barn Dance from Chicago or the Renfro Valley Barn Dance from Kentucky, that when a hornpipe was going to be played, he knew it was going to be a good one, and if he could, he'd try to get a copy of it on his home record machine so that he could learn it. Some of the hornpipes that everybody plays, Francis also does, hornpipes like Durang's and Fisher's, but he has one he especially likes called the Lamplighters, and he says he never hears another fiddler play that one anymore. His Aunt Rosa had an old 78 record of it, and Francis used to play Lamplighter's hornpipe on her Victrola when he went to visit, and that's how he learned it. After Lamplighter's hornpipe, you'll hear Foggy Valley, another tune that Francis learned from a 78 record, this one from West Virginia fiddler Ellis Hall.
Trying to play music anymore, they got too much other entertainment. They don't have to entertain themselves. There used to be a lot more musicians around the country. Maybe they all weren't so good, and some of them was. Thank you.
If Francis had to pick out his good old days, it would be back in the time when there was a lot of live country and old-time music on the radio. This was in the 1940s and early 50s, before radio stations started using records for a lot of their programming. Francis and his sisters used to know all the times and where on the dial they could find their shows every week, their favorite shows. Probably their most favorite was WLS's National Barn Dance in Chicago. Helen used to try to learn the words to songs that she wanted to sing from the radio, and she'd keep a stack of papers by the radio, and when a song was coming up that she'd been writing down some of the words to, she'd get out the right sheet of paper and write down a few more of the words until finally she had the song. And then the band would probably do that song, such as Patsy Montana's great hit of that era, I Want to Be a Cowboy's Sweetheart. Right now, I'll let you hear Francis play a tune that he learned from the radio just by hearing it a couple of times. It was on the station WJJD in Chicago. They had a show called The Suppertime Frolic that used fiddle music, I guess, as an interlude between the talking that was on the show, and they never identified the tunes. Francis learned this one, but he doesn't know the name for it. When he wants to play it, he just says, let's do that one in F and B flat.
First, we played shows. It used to be WLS Home Talent Shows. I don't know if you remember them or ever heard of them or not. But they used to be a lot of amateur contests when we was kids, a lot of them.
For any kind of?
Yeah, for any kind of music, yeah. Tap dancing or
accordion
playing. Yeah, there used to be a lot of kids play accordions.
And Beebreaks and Brimble.
Well, I guess that's how we got started, just getting practicing for amateur contests and home talent shows and stuff like that. The first dance we ever played for, I think, was down at French's, where we played every Sunday night. I know we were still in school. We got $8 for the whole band, $2 a piece. Well, we were rich. My dad played, but he didn't take no money. And then we had an older brother that played guitar. French's, they called it. That was the open air dance hall. It was out in, right down the state line between Bryant and Salina. We played there one summer. That was the first dance we ever played for, I think, when
didn't
we went
you
back.
Play for dances at the Conservation Club?
That was the first one where we played steady that I can remember.
Yeah, there was others before that.
But I still remember that one. Went back every Sunday.
Thank you. dance band has been a family band all along. Was there a time when you didn't have a family band?
Yeah, when they got married, they quit playing, and then I started playing with Joe Taylor and different bands around. And played every Saturday night at the Van Wert Eagles for 15 years, every Saturday night with Paul and Michaelis. And then one of the band quit, and then I think Helen started playing with us, and then a couple of years later, another one quit, so we got Esther back playing with us, first thing that we had family back playing again. But that was after they had quit for about 20 years, and then started in again.
After Helen and Esther had quit playing to raise families, Francis started playing with some other bands in the area. He appeared at least once a week for a time on the radio with bands like the Sycamore Valley Boys on WFTW in Fort Wayne, or with Joe Taylor and his Indiana Redbirds, and later on the Rhythm Sons. Francis had several offers to go on the road and become a full-time professional musician, but he turned those offers down, for he also raised a family. He and his wife Nana have 17 children. They all enjoy the fiddle music that their father plays. Right now I want you to hear just one piece from Francis's days on the radio. It was when he was with the Rhythm Sons, and together with some other bands like the Indiana Redbirds, they were on a show called Country Talent Time. You'll hear now Francis doing a twin fiddle duet with Jay Dickerson, the fiddler who replaced him in the Indiana Redbirds.
Instrumental Time's going to come up here now, and we've got some of the Rhythm Sons along here to help out on this one. In fact, all the boys are going to join in and give a little jam session, a little bit of an instrumental called the Golden Slippers.
Giel's family band is back together again these days, playing for square dances again. But things have changed since the early days when the Giels were just kids playing for square dances. Callers today like songs that they can sing to rather than the old hoedown fiddle tunes that were used for what were called patter calls. Today the callers prefer singing calls such as the Red River Valley or Silver Bells or Little Log Cabin in the Lane. So Francis doesn't get to play the old fiddle tunes anymore at square dances like he used to, and he misses them. I'd like you to hear one of those old hoedowns now. It's one called Wake Up Susan. He used to do it in a medley with another hoedown tune called Possum Up the Gum Stump. It's one that he's forgotten now, because he doesn't get a chance to play it so much anymore. After Wake Up Susan, you'll hear a Schottische. It's another old tune and an old dance, one that people still do.
This part of the country, maybe there's someplace, but not around here. Everybody wants to sing songs like Red River Valley. Yeah, I'd like rather play hoedown than have a powder caller.
When did they start doing singing calls?
Oh, I'd say 25 to 30 years ago when it started, and gradually got worse.
Listening to Indiana Hoedown, a program featuring the hoedown fiddling of Francis Giles of Decatur. I'm Paul Tyler.